It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, January 9th, 2018. Today is the birthday of legendary English actress, singer, and comedian Dame Gracie Fields, who was born over a fish and chip shop owned by her grandmother, Sarah Bamford, in Rochdale, in Lancashire in 1898. She made her first stage appearance at age 7 in 1905, joining a variety of children's repertory theater groups. Her professional debut in variety shows took place at the Rochdale Hippodrome Theater in 1910, and she soon gave up her job in the local cotton mill, where she was what was called a half-timer, spending half the week in the mill and the other half at school. She first came to major public notice in a play called Mr. Tower of London in the West End in 1918. Her career accelerated from that point with stage performances and the beginning of a recording career. At one point, she was playing 3 shows a night. Her most famous song, which became her theme, Sally, was worked into the title of her first film, Sally in Our Alley, in 1931, which was a major box office hit. She went on to make several films, initially in Britain and later in the United States, for which she was paid a record fee of £200,000 for 4 pictures. She never really enjoyed performing without a live audience and found the process of filmmaking quite boring. In the 1930s, her popularity peaked and she was given many honors: Officer of the Venerable Order of St. John for charity work, and Commander of the Order of the British Empire for services to entertainment in 1938. In 1939, she became seriously ill with cancer. The public sent over 250,000 goodwill messages, and she retired to her villa on Capri. After she recovered, she made a very special recording, simply titled Gracie's Thanks, in which she affectionately acknowledged the public for the many cards and letters she received while in the hospital. During World War II, she paid for all servicemen and women to travel free on public transportation within the boundaries of her hometown of Rochdale. In 1933, she set up the Gracie Fields Children's Home and Orphanage at Peacehaven in Sussex for the children of those in the theater profession who could not look after them. She kept this venture going until 1967. She often visited with the children, all of whom loved her and called her Auntie Gracie. She entertained the troops throughout the British Empire during the war, and in the 50s, she performed less, spending more time on Capri. In 1956, she was the first actress to portray Miss Marple in an American TV production of Agatha Christie's A Murder is Announced. She had 2 Christmas specials in 1960 and 61, singing her old favorites and some new songs in front of a studio audience. Her final TV appearance came in January 1979, when she appeared in a special edition of The Merv Griffin Show. Soon afterward, she was told she had received an invitation to become a Dame Commander of the Order of the British Empire, the lady's equivalent of a knighthood, to which she replied, "Oh, yes, I'll accept. Yes, I can kneel, but I might need some help getting back up." She made it all right. But the veteran entertainer died just 9 months later after a bout with pneumonia. She was 81. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for January 9th, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.